Welcome to episode
12.
We are Antidote to Chaos and we like experimenting with microtonal harmony.
Indeed.
Beautiful, lads. Beautiful.
It's not wrong, it's just a microtone.
So proud of us.
This is Four Guys, One Album, episode 12.
If you didn't gather that from the giant 12 at the start,
we're live every Thursday, 6 p.m. We're here talking about music.
Hell yeah.
Some of the garbage.
And if you want to keep talking, you can go join our Discord server, ask us any questions. We'll be answering some next week on the podcast.
Bam.
Yeah. But before we get to talking about music, I think we have a bit of a debate to settle with our question of the week.
Well, a debate would imply that there's another side of the
argument. Yeah, exactly. So, like, there just isn't with this. There just isn't.
I wouldn't say debate as much as delusion.
Mm. Okay, so what is the question then?
No, I'll let you instigate.
So, the question that I put forth to everyone involved with this is... why is PC Master Race?
Because it is.
It just
is. There's so many things you can just customize.
It shits on console. It's like a big stinky poo on consoles.
For those who don't know, I've had one for a month.
Jack's had a PC for a month, and we never hear the end of it, and I don't think we ever will.
Actually, three months.
Every day he increases his FOV by 1%.
Mm. Worth it, bro. The thing is, I was never under the illusion that console was better. I just couldn't afford a PC. And then I got the money, and I was like, well, now I'm going to buy one.
He's a console player in denial. I see.
Mm.
I was just a console player. But, like, the thing is, like, with PC, like, PC's even cheaper in the long run as well, because games are cheaper. Mm. You don't actually have to buy a new PC, you just upgrade parts.
You
can own it for 5 years, and the only thing you need to upgrade is the RAM, because games will require more.
It's an investment, you know.
It is an investment, really. That's true. But you could also do loads of other things on it as well as games.
Oh, 100%, yeah. You could start a YouTube channel. Hey, kids!
I'm going to throw another hat in the ring here. Okay. Max.
Say that again.
Max. Have you ever seen anybody go, I'm going to play this game
on my Mac?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
So I don't have a PC, but at the same time, I'm not a huge gamer. I never got a PS4 or an Xbox One. I still have my PS3 and PS2.
PS2 is iconic, though.
PS2 is iconic. PS3 was great. I never got the PS4. I've got a Mac, which I do all my, like, Logic and everything on. It works absolutely amazing. I wouldn't go to a PC for that. Mm. Sorry.
Yeah, but you could get Audacity in 60 FPS.
Oh, yeah, true. Can we talk about the real best console here, though, which is the Nintendo Switch?
All right.
I didn't know I was with such jokers, guys.
You can play Breath of the Wild on it.
You can play that on PC, just emulate it.
Oh, you can't emulate it at the moment, I don't
you
think.
You can definitely. You can in time. My brother was doing it ages ago.
Oh, I didn't realise.
Damn.
And the thing is with emulating is if you actually own the game, it's not illegal. Like, if you own the game on Switch and you emulate it on PC, that's not even illegal because you actually own the game.
Oh.
There's loads of emulators for, like, old games that we... Because I had a Nintendo 64, like a really old console. So that was, like, my first gaming thing. And, like, I've played emulators of, like, older games that are from the, like, that era of Nintendo, but, like, on a PC.
If you're a gamer, I feel like, you know, all roads lead to PC, pretty much, you know, because I've been a console, like, I'm 24 and I've been a console gamer for, like, the entirety of my life, and now I'm at a point in my life where all my friends have upgraded to PC near enough, pretty much, and I'm just there, like, I think it's time.
It's if, you know, I feel like if you play games semi-regularly, it's a step that you come to a crossroads where you could be like, I either invest now or I don't get one because
I'm trying to think if there's any. I'm like, if the what's like another example of like a hobby or a pastime when you have to invest in money at some point.
Yeah. So like, say if you're really into sports as a kid, you'll play sports at lunch and you'll do it after school. There'll come a point where you'll be like, okay, so do I want to like actually keep pursuing this, or do I want to carry on with my other hobbies and just like other career aspects and just have sport as a hobby? But there's also the side of you that be like, I could just do this, similar to music in a way.
Yeah
That's kind of what it's like to get a PC. I mean, it's not like this big lifetime commitment, fuck me, but it is
Sorry, how many months did it take for you to buy it?
How many paychecks? It was only because nothing was open, so I wasn't.
Oh no, I meant because for the amount you had to probably work to earn the money to get.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't take me that long because I wasn't spending any money like at all.
Oh right,
because
yeah,
I bought it in lockdown, so I had like I had so much money saved up, and I was like, fuck it, because I was gonna buy the new Xbox, and then I was like, wait a minute. Why not just buy a PC? This is the time, because I'm going to buy a new console anyway. I might as well just spend a bit more. It turned into quite a bit more.
Yeah, I was the same with the PS5. The PS5 got announced, saw all the games announced for it, and I was just like,
yeah, that's the only
thing.
And then
I was like, might as well go for... I mean, well, those PlayStation boys get exclusives, you know?
Yeah, I was going to say, exclusives are the only killer.
Yeah, they are a bit of a killer, but... It's not the people who make the argument that, oh, but we get exclusives, it's still, I'm sorry, you're still crapped on by PC.
Because all exclusives eventually just come to PC anyway.
Well, maybe not all, but quite a few.
Especially now, like, PC is like the highest growing form of
gaming. Because it's the master race.
Like, more people are getting into PC gaming than ever before. It's why there's a worldwide shortage of graphics cards.
It had a spike, didn't it, during lockdown?
Yeah, people just started buying PCs.
Yeah.
So it's why you can't buy a graphics card anywhere. Somehow I got mine, and then one of our friends, another Jack, got his as well. But in other news, console, you have 5 seconds in the argument, and then you're like,
say your piece and leave. Like,
yeah. Speaking of things that are crap, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
Okay, so apparently.
Oh boy.
Oh, Jesus God. Here we go. So this week we're talking about my album. And it is AWOL Nation's 2020 release, I believe it was. Or maybe it's 2021. Recent album. Pre-came out indefinitely recently. And I'm a big fan of AWOL Nation and their latest album, Angel Miners and the Lightning Riders. I thoroughly enjoyed. I'm gonna just leave that, and I want to hear other people's thoughts on it before mine.
I feel like I should start because I'm about to shit on this album. No. I'm about to give the shortest and most boring album review of all time.
Oh God!
I barely know this band. I know the song. Like, everyone knows the song Sail.
Yeah.
Sail. So I listened through this album.
They also know Run, by the way. Anyway, sorry, go on.
So I listened through this album. I was taking notes, and then I realized I didn't really have any thoughts on this album. That's honestly my review. I feel nothing.
I feel like that's worse than giving it a bad review.
Giving it like a minus one at this point.
That was my review of this album. I just put perfectly adequate pop music. I wasn't really sure what else to say.
Well, we found our clip. We found our teaser, right? I mean, wow. Jesus.
The brilliant thing is this band is one of those bands where you know you have a soft spot for them, and they're not even a guilty pleasure kind of thing. You're like, I actually really like this band. They're like a little bit precious to you, and you're just going, perfectly adequate.
I'm not saying that I dislike,
but you're also that saying
this.
That you have no positive feelings.
No response
at all.
There was to just, it.
Not a lot that popped out to me is like completely special or
not even the screaming.
Screaming was alright. At first I was like, ooh, that's a bit. But that I honestly I was struggling to find what to say for this album.
I'm gonna love your score.
Wow.
Wow. Whoa.
The meme.
Yeah, if anyone else wants to take the mic
meme
now.
Might stop being Dead Trees it, and it might
it
be,
might
oh,
be Angel Miners and the Lightning Very Riders old. At this point.
Yeah, you go now.
Okay, so I think this is a really strange album.
Okay,
I think it's kind
that's
of like
something at least.
Like,
oh my god, an opinion.
It's like
imagine not having an opinion
about
albums, man.
I think it's like if Billie Eilish kind of just went a bit heavier. That's kind of like how I'm seeing it. It's sort of I was listening and I was just sort of like, especially like what was that fucking song? Was it Slam?
Yeah, Slam Angel Myers.
I just had the little synth thing in it. Yeah. And I was just like, this is just exactly like that Billie Eilish song that I can't fucking remember. Bad Guy. That's
Bad
it.
Guy.
I was just there like, I mean, it's okay. I didn't mind it. Like, to be fair, okay, I'm a Wreck. The last song was actually really, really good. I like that song
a lot.
That's
banger. That is banger.
I do like that song. But in terms of, like, other standouts, I can't really think of any. Maybe, like, the opening song. I think it's called The Best.
Yeah.
I think that was okay. But, like.
What about Mayday?
Mayday?
Fiesta Fever.
I didn't mind it. It just doesn't spring to my head whenever I think of anything. So it's like
this could be the shortest
it just kind of,
episode. We've
this could
ever.
Be.
Yeah.
I think that was some. I think like those two songs in particular, I do sort of remember. And
sort of remember.
They're coming back to me. They're coming back to me. I'm seeing them in a psychic dream. I need to put my sunglasses on.
They've got catchy hooks and stuff. I think it was the Fiesta one. I was expecting it, like, you had this big hook, and I was expecting it to end there, and then I looked, and there was, like, there was a whole other minute left, and I'm like, oh, okay.
I've been reverse progged.
It's so prog.
It's backwards prog.
My days. I mean...
Okay.
So, I actually have opinions.
Oh, okay, Noah. But wait, so Noah, are you finished?
I can't really think of what else to kind of say other than it's not really my kind of thing, but I can respect it.
I love how you're just merring. You're just meh.
Yeah, I'm meh-ing this one. I'm meh-ing
both
this one.
Noah and Josh have just looked at my boys AWOL Nation.
Yeah, it's not fucking nice, is it? It's not fucking nice when somebody puts some music out and they shit on it.
Okay, Jack.
I get mad everything vibes from these guys.
Like, really?
Mad everything vibes. Especially not all the time, but like certain songs. The best. That's such an everything tune, bro. It sounds so much like him. Hold on, let me just get my notes out. So yeah, overall, I actually kind of enjoyed it. I thought the production was like proper funky and like there was some. It was quirky, which is good. We like quirky.
I think I agree with that. I think it was quite quirky.
I like music that doesn't take itself too seriously. And when you have a feature of the singer from Weezer, you know you fit into that crowd. Mad respect for my boys, the most underrated rock band. But like. Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't understand where this I have no thoughts or I missed. But, I don't know. I enjoyed it.
Did you listen to it after Nightwish? Is that what's gone on? You just listened to Nightwish, was blown away by it, and then you're just like, oh, let's put Kieran's album
like,
on.
I will admit, there were some tracks, like individual tracks, that I didn't really care for, but they're a bit forgettable. But like, I'm a Rexa banger. The best was pretty good. The song with the guy from Weezer, like High Rise, whatever, was a pretty good. It was a pretty good pop rock tune. It had a pretty nice hook. I know it was pretty calm. Like I would say, it's strange and quirky, but relatively easy listening as well. Like there was nothing that was like that intense. There was nothing that I was like, I have to sit down and absorb this concept. Like it was very just like some of the grooves were quite good. I don't know. The things that I like about Everything
were in was that here. Album.
Like some of like this the somewhat strange melody choices and somewhat strange rhythm choices. Sometimes they don't pay off and sometimes they do, but overall it creates quite an enjoyable experience overall. It was kind of how I felt about this as well. But other than that, in terms of like cons, really, I was just some meh tracks here and there. That other than I'm a Wreck, there was nothing that was so like different from the other songs. I think maybe it fits into what you always say, Kieran, that sometimes it needs downtime. I felt like this album was kind of guilty about of that in places. I don't know, but overall I had actually quite a fun time, so I actually kind of enjoyed it. So
it's like,
I'm gonna have to just bump this bad boy up a little bit. I don't know, I'm just gonna have to justify why I think it's good or whatever.
It won't work.
Resistance is futile.
I'm not on the bad side here. I'm gonna sit back.
I'm gonna repeat. I didn't say it was bad.
No, you just like.
But before oh, go you go on, I was just gonna say like I've only ever heard Sail before, and I don't like that song. Like,
I don't like that song at all. I don't like Sail. I think it's hot garbage.
I kind of went into this thinking like, oh, Air Will and Nation, like you know, like. And honestly, I was actually quite surprised how much of a fun time I had. So I think I will, if there's more like this, I think I will go check out more.
Yeah.
Because, like I say, I was just not expecting any sort of aesthetic that I got from this. I just didn't expect at all. So this
is funny because I actually... I actually put it as a con. It's kind of a con of AWOL Nation almost to a degree, not the album. But for whatever reason, it seems like AWOL Nation is very hard to get into. A lot of people just don't, like, they'll listen straight to the albums and just be like, nah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then just leave it alone. And, like, I've just never left the albums. I just kept coming back to them. And then I was a bit like, yo, this is actually quite an underrated band. You know,
and then that's
where it kind of, I was like, oh, that I like what they're doing, because I think if you go back to like their older albums as well, especially the second one, the first one which has Sail on it, I don't really rate that album that much because it's the first album. It's kind of like, ah, they've not found their sound. The second one was really good because they experimented, and then this third one is just like, it, like you say, it's funky and it's kind of a fun album.
I
wrote down it's a summer album to me.
It's summer.
Like, I'll stick it on in summer.
It's bouncy.
Yeah, so to me, they kind of do genre blend, you know, like with the screaming, the pop stuff, you know, and then throwing in then the heavy guitars.
Yeah.
But I also think that's probably equally why they're so hard to get into, because you listen to them and you're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah,
you know, like,
to be fair.
Because if you go to, like, even the track listing, the best, you're like, okay, catchy song. And then Slam is very... Well, it's funny because I actually wrote as well, AWOL Nation does Bad Guy. That's what Slam is to me.
Yeah.
The thing what makes Bad Guy so good was the amount of production what went into it and the theme and the dark theme of, like, the album. Whereas... all they've done here is not really put as much production, like the concept, you know, it's pretty hard to identify the concept with this album. It's just a fun album, I guess. I do think it's catchy. It's got a nice blend of light and heavy. They do that constantly throughout their albums, you know, is in the light kind of light vocals, but very clean, and then he goes into his screaming. Like, I always liked that for some, whatever reason. Because I think he's got like an underrated scream as well. I'm like, it's actually just because it sounds It doesn't sound like your traditional screamo. It sounds like a It sounds like I don't know if you get what I mean by this. It sounds like he started doing screamo without not knowing how to do it, and then caught on a little bit later.
Yeah.
No, I
do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sort of.
And then also, again, I'm a wreck. Like, I've listened to that song. I've still listened to that song after. You know, I just love it.
The whole string,
the string arrangement going into just the distorted guitar was amazing. Even though the distorted guitar is not doing much, it's like it just slaps you in the face, and then he starts screaming, and it's like, all right, I'm sold. This is a banger.
Do you know what it is? It's when it starts, and it's like. A minute and a half in, there's like
it's that, all like airy, isn't it? You're like, there's the rhythm change,
and then it kind of fades into the next part. You feel like
the
rhythm change, and then it goes in, and it's just.
I'm not gonna lie as well. The drum fills in "I'm a Wreck." The drum fills are peng. It's so good. Bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm currently looking at the clock, and this has gone on for 21 minutes.
All right.
should we do scores?
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing like I think this album is a fun, good listen, and let's go to the scores. This will be interesting.
Let's go to the scores. Yeah, someone else go first while I'm getting my pen.
Go on, Kieran. Start it off positive.
Okay, we'll start it off positive. I gave this album a 7 out of 10. Okay, I thought it was actually above average. Because I think it might be because I've listened to the other albums as well. Like, I know that I can hear the progression they've done to what they are now, and I'm like, this is like the best AWOL Nation. Like, holy hell, whatever. I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay. I also gave it a 7 out of 10 because I generally thought it was a pretty good album. I had a fun time. It's different to anything else we've reviewed on this podcast. I don't know. Yeah, I just had it. It was generally a fun time. And
we're just not ever listening to it, are we? When we go on a tour or something, and then it's like, stick some albums on. It's like, okay, don't let Kieran have the aux. Don't do it.
No,
somebody stop him.
Simply unacceptable. But like, I don't know. Like, there was definitely parts that I wasn't into, but overall, I generally had a fun time with the groove and with the grooves and the production, and a lot of the instrumentation was just really fun. Yeah, it was quirky. I like quirky things.
And now you have all discovered AWOL Nation.
I was just completely indifferent.
Here comes Josh's
album.
Little score.
If this was playing in the background or something, I wouldn't complain, but nothing would make me go, ooh.
It wouldn't tickle your pickle.
He's giving it a five.
He's giving it a 5, isn't he?
I'm giving it a 5. Yeah.
Oh.
That's not too bad. To be fair, you gave Dead Trees a 4.
I didn't say it was bad. I just said completely just perfectly adequate.
Perfectly <That's amazing>. Adequate.
I'm on par with Josh with this one. I've given it a 5 as well. It's there.
Average.
It's there. To be fair, I'd give it a 5.5 purely for I'm a Wreck.
Yeah,
but I don't feel comfortable giving it a 6.
Yeah.
Okay, so that puts it second to last on 24 out of 40.
Ooh.
1 point ahead of Dead Trees.
Oh, fuck's sake!
So
I'll take it. I'll take the fact though.
Absolutely,
we won. There we go.
Noah's still in last place. It's all good.
I love how we say that Noah is last place.
Not the album.
It's his choice.
Just to rub it in. It's his fault for bringing the album in.
By
last
week,
he has last.
All right, sit down, Mr. Stephen Wilson. My Bill Murray's ribbing his cock and balls in your face.
Yeah, it does mean Jack is winning.
I'm winning and I'm joint second as well.
What can I say?
My
He's
taste
transcended.
So, after episode 12, the leaderboard looks like this. In last place, we have Dead Trees of 23 out of 40. Then in 11th place, we have AWOL Nation with 24 out of 40. Then in 10th, we have Within Temptation with 26. 9th, we have Health with 28.
Can we just say that at the bottom is mostly all mine?
Oh.
I think because next it's health on 28.
Yep.
It's, you've got all three of your choices after their trees. It's all three of yours.
Ooh.
And then we've got Code Orange on 29. Stephen Wilson and Architects drawing on 31, Nightwish and Bill Murray drawing on 32.
Hell yeah.
Joint second, we have Caligula's Horse and Pink Floyd on joint 35. And then first place, we've still got Muse, Origin of Symmetry. One day, that will be beaten.
It will.
It's going to get to the point soon where I can't read out the whole table. I can only read what's around it.
Yeah, just carrying edit out on the screen, please. Yeah, still like, okay, got you, bro. Top watch quality. Mojo.
Watch mojo.com.
Oh my god.
So what album should we review next? What questions do you want to ask us? Let us know in the Discord.
Link
in the description. Yeah. Subscribe, notification bell. We have been Unstoked Chaos. We are everywhere on social media.
Don't forget to send memes.
Send
the memes.
And good night.
And plant trees.
See you later, everyone.
Send memes, plant trees.
Bye-bye. See you later.